Can we sell an onion? Yeah, we can sell an onion. How much does an onion cost?
I love the way you walk. I'm crazy about your walk. I love the way you walk. You my babe, I got my eyes on you.
This is Memorial Holiday weekend. This is Kentucky. We're at the Natural Bridge State Park, and this is Miguel's Pizza. Who's Miguel? He's an old man, 45 years old, and he looks old. It's a busy night, one of the busiest nights in my life. There's climbers here from all over the world. We got Germans, we got Canadians, we got Californians, Coloradans, everybody's here. Just climbing, that's all they're doing, is climbing and having fun.
Motherlode's the best crag in the world, I think.
I mean, we're underneath like a 70 feet overhanging, maybe. This stuff, you keep your feet on first thing, since they're like 4 or 5 feet in, and you're climbing basically upside down. The thing is, move fast, hit the jugs, dig holds. This is like probably one of the raddest walls I've ever seen right here. Actually, we're in the middle of oil lands, you know, right in the heart of Appalachia, bowels of East Kentucky. On a good day, you can smell the ozone from the pumps down there, but it's all right. Traditional old mountaineering is more about getting to some place and any means, you know, justify the ends.
Because it's less getting to the top and more the movement,
and the fact that it's more aerobic and more of a modern sport in that regard, very much like dancing away. It's just a little intimidating to look at taking a 50-foot fall. All your friends are down on the ground laughing at you. It can be a little intimidating. Oh, look at Porter. Look at the way he moves his feet. Look at this like old pudgy 31-year-old dude, man. You know, he shreds.
Come on.
He's going to rip out of there.
Yeah. Come on, Porter.
Look at this. Big ripper if he falls.
Yeah.
This is the ugly part. Clip falls.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's too late.
Yeah.
He screams like a girl when he falls.
Yeah.
He's going for the top. He's doing the whole thing.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Get ready.
Woo! Oh, God! Yeah.
Now that was a fall.
Yeah.
Now that was a fall for him.
That's what it's all about, man.
Well, he just fell. What do you think?
40 feet.
He fell about 4 stories on a house.
So your glasses. So are you worried about your glasses when you climb?
I don't think about it too much. I should have a strap on them. I've only dropped them once. Catastrophic. They were demolished.
And so if you lost your glasses, are you trapped inside the cliff?
Basically because I've got astigmatism and I'm nearsighted. And I'm getting older now, so my vision is failing in general.
That's when pain really put to the test.
You have been listening to the Crystal Waters broadcast with Glenn and Judy Brooks live here in the studios. Be sure and tune in with them next Saturday and every Saturday at 1:30. Farm Bureau Insurance time, it is 2:02. Stay tuned. Coming up for the next 30 minutes will be the Higher Land broadcast with Thelma Faulkner of Winchester.
My wife and I were feeding tourists ice cream, and then the climbers started hanging out here, and they said, can you make us some food? And then we started making some food, and they kind of liked it, and then it just, you know, they gave us some suggestions. And like the Germans today from Germany said, you know, the only thing that you need to do for your pizza is add a little more basil. If climbers were here, I wouldn't be in business. I would close up. Greatest people on earth. The last wild people.
Hey, don't call me after 12. That's when I'm laying in bed home with a wife. I don't want that bother. No, in the morning order. Is she drunk? Yeah, I got to give some love. Understand?
I'm Marguerite, and we're at the Mother Lode in Kentucky, Red River Gorge. Today I did some warm-ups on the other side. I finally red-pointed A-ball, and red-pointing means to climb all the way to the top without a fall. Now I'm working on skimboat. What is it called, skimboat? I don't know how climbers pick those names. A lot of them are put by men. A climb that is named ball scratcher, a man had to put that thing, you know. It would not be called anything like that if a girl put it up. There used to be, when I started 5 years ago, that, you know, you had to be burly and muscular to do this sport. Over the years, we have slimmed down and thinned down and realized that it's not so much being burly and muscular. It's more the weight-to-strength ratio. Women tend to have a lot more technique than men because they use their legs more, they use their balance. And so women tend to excel to a certain point. If you were going to say the perfect female climber, that probably be somebody that's 5'3 and about 90 pounds.
Climbers are obsessed with weight, because the less you weigh, the harder moves you can pull. But it's kind of a double-edged sword, because if you lose too much weight, then you start losing strength. So you have to know how far to go and how far to push yourself before you go over the anorexic edge and start losing actual strength and power. Because you might be able to pull harder moves being lighter weight, but then you won't be able to finish the route because you don't have the stamina to finish it. So it's kind of a double-edged sword. You really gotta watch it close. You really gotta know your body and things like that. My name's Ed Mank. I'm from Chicago. I got down here about a month ago. I'm a retired mechanic. I'm 55 years old. And I started climbing in here at the Red about 1991, right around in there. I mountaineered with my dad as a kid out in the Wind River Range in Wyoming. Now that I'm retired, I'm hitting it hard again, yeah. Oh, right now we're in front of Miguel's Pizza, Ice Cream, and Climbing Store. And it's really an unusual scene, because there's people from all over the country here. It seems like no matter who you are or what you do, if you're a climber, everything just kind of melds together, you know, fits into place like a dovetail. It's really, really cool. And really, age really has no, there's really no barrier. It really doesn't matter how hard you climb or how easy you climb. The main deal is to have a good time and have fun. And actually, I don't eat pizza because I'm on a pretty strict diet to keep my weight down so I can climb hard.
Climbers are into losing weight. They like vegetables. So, and low fat. Not really. Now they're coming back. You should have fat. So now they're eating more fat. They're asking me to put bacon on them. You know, pretty soon they'll ask me to put lard on them or something. I don't know. Climbers are different. You know, they come in and they'll bring in a head of broccoli from their, they don't want to cook it, so they'll give it to me and I'll throw it on their pizza or whatever they have. I'll just throw on. It's kind of not traditional. It's not a traditional place.
Miguel's pizzas are no fat. Well, if you get a no cheese pizza from Miguel's, best pizza on the planet, dude. Uses all fresh ingredients, grinds his own flour, grows his own vegetables most of the time, and everything is fresh, and he uses everything in just the right proportions so you get a really good blend of flavors. I once in a while I sneak a piece, you know, a no cheese piece. So, yeah, but it's killer.
I'm from Lexington, Kentucky. Go to school at Dunbar in the Magnet program, and we're at the Mother Lode out near the Red River Gorge climbing. There's lots of posers. They're the ones that come out in like the really flashy new Verve wear with, you know, nice colors and then the matching top, you know, to go with it, with the shiny quick draws and everything. Look like they haven't been used at all.
They usually stay in hotels at night when they come on a climbing trip and shower two or three times a day and eat expensive meals, whereas your average dirtbag climbing bum travels around and wastes his life indulging in this sport.
I was just trying a project of mine that I've been working on for a while. It's really technical and difficult. It's probably going to be the hardest thing in the Red River Gorge once it gets done. I haven't done it yet, so. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been to the top of the route numerous times, but I've fallen along the way. you have to do it without falling to say you've done it. Every single movement that I make, there's a specific foothold that I put my foot on, a handhold that I'm going from, a handhold that I'm going to, a body position that I have my body in, so that it just makes the movement the most efficient, then you have a lot greater chance of getting to the top. Mm-hmm. And that's what it is, just trying to figure out the best way to do it.
You can drive around to the top.
Yeah, you can drive around to the top.
There you go.
The climbing shoes are generally really small for your foot. You try to cram your foot into a small a shoe as possible, so that you have the most feel
for your foot. Like if you wore a size 9 sneaker, you'd probably wear a size 7 climbing shoe. You want it very snug so your foot doesn't, there's no slop inside the shoe, so your foot is firmly in there so you can feel every textural nuance on the rock.
The type of shoe is more of a fashion thing. It's marketed. You know, people wear, they want the newest type of shoe. You know, it has a radical curve to it that can impart better purchase on the rock or whatnot. But the biggest change in shoe technology is the application of racing rubber, like you'd have on a IndyCar, which is real sticky.
What about helmets? Do you guys not wear helmets?
No.
Helmets aren't very cool.
No. Well,
yeah.
So part of it is looking good too, right? There's an aesthetic to it.
There is an aesthetic.
There is, yeah. More so for some people, for sure.
So who else is on the cliff out here?
We have people from all over, all skills and everything.
Right.
And there's the people from ESPN who are doing a story on Katie Brown. She's top in the world in the women's competing and everything. They have, like, their cell phones and everything, the huge cameras doing video of her.
We flew from New York. My name's Scott St. John. And I'm the director of photography. We're doing a profile piece for the X Games on Katie Brown. She won the X Games last year in Providence. This year the games are in San Diego. We're going to come back tomorrow, shooting her and doing her runs and her training and talking to her and talking to her mom, who is a key part of her climbing. Also probably a little bit of lifestyle, maybe shoot them shopping tomorrow, possibly going out, having lunch, the other side of her.
My name's Katie Brown. Where am I at? Oh, I'm at the Mother Lode at the Red River Gorge. I'm 16 and I've been climbing about 3.5 years. I got started climbing with my brother. He's 19.
Were you at X Games last year?
Mm-hmm.
Where were you at and what did you do?
I was at Providence, Rhode Island. I competed and got first. Well, it's kind of like the Olympics for weird or extreme sports. I don't think it's as extreme as, like, where they had, like, street mirrors and downhill rollerblading and dirt bike jumping and kind of stuff. It's challenging in the physical part because if the holds are real small or if the wall's real steep, it's going to be hard, but it's also challenging mentally because you, even though there is a rope, you get scared sometimes.
Where are you most challenged?
Where are you most challenged?
Yeah.
On a hard climb.
Who was belaying you today?
My mom. Her name's Eileen.
when you're belaying your daughter, what do you think about her?
To keep an eye on her so that if she falls, I can give her, make sure the rope isn't too much is out or not enough so that I can catch her properly. Other than that, I'm just watching her climb, just enjoying it. There's really not much to do. Like any other sport, if you're skiing or going down a race course, you want it not just to be fast, you want it to look nice.
Right. And so people below will say,
that's nice.
So how many different varieties of rope can you buy, like color-wise?
I don't think we get them by colors, right? Do you buy your ropes by color?
No.
No.
We just buy a rope and they hand you a color and you go, oh, this sucks. Or this is grand. And that's how you buy a rope.
So what are you getting ready to do?
This route.
Can you describe it?
What do you mean, can I describe it?
Like how high is
it? I have no idea.
What are your shoes like right there?
Well, they have special rubber on them that make them stickier.
What color are they?
Blue and yellow and pink.
Oh, are they Italian shoes?
Yes, they are.
Do you feel that you look good?
I don't care what I look like when I'm climbing.